One of South Africa's best-known musicians is trumpeter Hugh Masekela. At 65, he's still making music and speaking out on issues facing his country. Masekela has just published a memoir called Still Grazing. He spoke with music journalist Ashley Kahn about his life, his songs, and his politics.
15 years ago, Paul Simon toured the world on the heels of his best-selling Graceland album. Every night, in New York, Stockholm, Moscow, or Zimbabwe, he turned the stage over to a South African musician.
I first met Hugh Masekela in 1966 in New York. He was a young jazz trumpet player who was experimenting with African rhythms and jazz.
Masekela took the spotlight, playing his horn and singing songs that criticized the racist policies of the South African government.
Because of his political views, he's not allowed back to his homeland. But he is welcomed in every other country in the world that loves great jazz.
Bring back Nelson Mandela, bring him back home to Soweto. We want to see him walking down the streets of South Africa.
No more
buzzwords. Hugh Masekela's appearances on the popular Graceland tour is one chapter in a long, colorful career that mixes exciting music, excessive partying, and a constant political protest that stems from a deep love for his homeland.
If I didn't come from South Africa, I wouldn't have what I have today. And it's a debt I'll never be able to repay. The interest and the penalties on it are major.
Masekela grew up in the townships of South Africa during the 1950s and dreamed of playing at the side of his American jazz heroes. He learned to play trumpet just as the government was laying the foundation of the separatist apartheid system, a system in which the fundamental nature of jazz, blacks and whites making music together, was illegal. Masekela benefited repeatedly from good timing. In 1960, after being targeted for anti-apartheid activities, he fled South Africa just steps ahead of the police. And on the very day he arrived in New York City, he met and received valuable advice from one of his heroes, trumpeter Miles Davis.
I had a lot of great musical encounters with Miles, and he said, yeah, you're trying to play like me. You know, Miles was funny, guys. He said, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be a statistic, because there's thousands of us playing jazz, but nobody knows the that you know, and if you can put that in your then we gonna be listening.
Masekela took Miles's venerable advice. In 1963, he formed his own band and developed his own sound, a musical hybrid of American jazz, soul, and the vibrant Mbanga music of South Africa. In the summer of 68, Masekela again seized the spirit of the day. He hit the top of the pop charts with a tune that benefited from its hippie-friendly title, Grazing in the Grass. For the next 30 years, Masekela was an international star, but in exile from his own country. His joyful songs were a constant thorn in the side of South Africa's apartheid government. I asked Masekela how such jubilant music could come from a country that suffered oppression for so long.
We are reared and we grow up with like resistance songs about how we beat the enemy and we are the lions and, you know. And so it was always about the magnificence of the people of South Africa, their excellence and their resilience, you know. Like if you look at any of the South African rallies, it was like, we've won, we just don't know when you're going to leave, you know. And coming from a culture like that, it was natural just to be doing what I was doing.
It's been 10 years since Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa and apartheid was dismantled. But to Masekela, the need for music of protest remains strong as ever.
I think that South Africa is going to be singing those kind of songs for a long time because half the population of South Africa are dead poor. And those are the challenges that we are dealing with today. You know that the window of freedom and peace is going to be still at the forefront of our minds more than love songs.
Masekela has recently published his memoirs. In it, he writes of taking two important flights out of South Africa, the first to escape injustice, and the second, 37 years later, to escape his personal demons and check into a substance abuse clinic in England. Those two flights seem to symbolize the twin messages of Masekela's career, personal recovery and political redemption. Today, Masekela is clean and sober, living on a farm in South Africa, still singing songs of protest, and as the title of his book would have it, still grazing.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.